BBC. Holby City, starring Jen Lucy as Tara, James Anderson as Oliver, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, and Tina Hobley as Chrissy.
Dog is back here tomorrow night, exposing the all-inclusive holiday resort throwing in free food poisoning. Don't miss that at 8 here on BBC One. Now, Blame is the name of the game as drugs go missing at Holby City.
BBC, Holby City, starring Jen Lucy as Tara, James Anderson as Oliver, Sarah Jane Potts as Eddie, and Tina Hobley as Chrissy. Previously.
It's a research project.
Yes, bored now. Why don't you give it to Dr. Valentine? He looks like he could do with a laugh.
This is not a romantic encounter.
Again, you kissed me.
The scan's clear, Dr. Lowe. No change.
Stay professional and uninvolved.
Are you dealing with Luke's absence?
Leave me out of it, Michael. I just want to do my job.
Eddie, we did nothing wrong.
Well, I've got something that might help.
Hand it over then.
Oh, I can't give it to you here on the wall.
Max and Eddie kiss. Devil's Dance by Martha Hillier. Max bangs on the AAU window.
Sasha!
Is she your patient?
Can you deal with her? I'm due in theatre.
Not really, but...
To Sasha...
Where's Eddie?
Debrief with the director of nursing.
Fantastic. Brilliant.
Max stalks off. Next, he's in the AAU storeroom, where he finds a door locked. Then, Eddie appears.
Did you bring my bag?
Good morning, Eddie. How was the interrogation?
I left you a message. Was it in your car?
No. Did you call the cinema?
Did you check your car?
I'm sorry. I've been a bit stressed out about this morning.
Well, my whole life is in there.
I just said I'm sorry.
Right, well, thanks for ruining my day.
Well, thanks for the support.
Johnny approaches Max with a clipboard.
Got lost on our way from ED, sickle cell crisis, and you've got a language issue.
Have ED guessed that, or was there a screen?
Blood say sickle cell, and the agonised whimpering seems to back that up.
Brilliant. All right, well, I can take it from here. Go back to,
Darwin. So you'll dose her up, then?
Yeah. Massive whack of camoxidum should sort her out.
Really? And she weighs, what, in 45, 50 kilograms? We don't want her to get hooked.
I'll start her 100 milligram pack and take it from there.
Grand.
Lou, can you get me the map, please? Hiya. What's your name? Where'd you come from?
My dear. Sickle cell, please help me.
Thank you, Lee. Map? Yeah? You know a map?
Odile points at Western Africa.
Excellent. Home of 1,000 tongues. Which one? Igbo? Yoruba? Hausa?
Yoruba, no English.
Yet happy to use the NHS. Sasha, I need the DDA key.
I prefer not to hand it over without Eddie's sign off, actually.
Fine. You can go and fetch me my patient's medication.
Is she not back yet?
No, she's still tied up with the safeguarding Gestapo. But come on. Come on.
Malik strides onto Keller. Chrissy.
You ready for brainwashing?
How do they smell?
Cheap plonk, I'd say.
And now to teach them the meaning of regret.
These are your first newbies, aren't they?
Unsullied by the indoctrination of lesser mentors to be nurtured in the fine art of...
hero worship.
If that comes as a natural side effect.
Well, good luck with that. Pre-freshers week. Never heard such an excuse for an extended pub crawl.
What's the worst thing to do on a hangover?
I would say evac, but I fear for the patients.
Bloods?
Can't they just shadow?
Need to learn kinesthetically, say the deanery. Hands-on experience.
Talking of edicts, their appraisal forms.
They get the mark of the Malik from day one.
Gang of mini-yous. I fear for the hospital.
It'd be wrong to give them good marks for household chores, right?
So glad you don't have kids.
Malik looks unsure how to take the comment. Max comes into the storeroom with a set of keys, then palms them.
Sorry. Just give me a minute. I'm trying to get motivated.
I snapped. I'm sorry. I was just panicking about my laptop.
Did you find it?
The Doesn't matter. Did you get any sleep?
No. Still worried about today. I'm sorry I sent you home.
How was the debrief?
I'm going to get stitched up. They got to blame somebody.
What's with dumb Chrissy in it? She'd do the same. Come on. Back on the horse. Need a couple of packs of Comoxidin.
Eddie unlocks the drugs cabinet.
You got the chart?
Oh, Telelite's only one pack.
He looks at her furtively as Eddie takes one box of tablets out, then places them on the worktop.
Sign in blood, please. Look at the state of this place. I should get it cleaned up.
A carrier bag.
I'm fed up with all this, Max. You know, the stress and the hassle.
I've been there. Bought the T-shirt.
I don't know if I can face it today.
Oh, dear, what can the matter be?
It's not the flush, you idiot. What is wrong with people? It is not the flush!
Once Eddie's gone, Max picks up the box of tablets, opens it, then swallows a couple with a guilty glance around. Having knocked the pills back with ease, Max picks up the clipboard with the chart, then makes to leave with the box in his other hand. Pausing, he presses another couple of tablets out of the strip packaging and downs them. Looking over his shoulder, he takes himself back to the drugs cupboard, dumps the rubbish out of Eddie's carrier bag, then fills it with the five remaining boxes of Comoxidin. Tara's with a harassed Jack.
Oh, this better be important. Please, will you sign off on my research?
I have a full list today and they just keep coming.
My deadline's tomorrow morning. You said you would do it over the weekend.
Yes, well, some idiot decided to make me a godmother, so that took precedence.
Then please do it now.
I don't have a window.
Then I'm going to go to Mr. Hansen and tell him you are deliberately obstructing me.
Mm-hmm. And he will care this much.
I will sit up and beg.
Don't. OK? Fine. Bed 8. Paramedics reckon it was a minor heart attack. I want a diagnosis and a latte, please.
In the time it takes Tara to look at the case notes, then grab the ECG machine, the female patient's disappeared.
Great. Your Honor.
But she went that way.
Tara hurries outside, where she finds the 40-something woman trying her car doors.
Yes, can I help you?
Did Miss Naylor discharge you?
The rude one with the red hair.
She wants you to have an ECG.
OK, I'll be up in a minute.
So what happened?
I collapsed at the beautician's. Got a close-up of my wrinkles. Gave me a heart attack.
Anything like that happened before?
No, never. Can I have some privacy?
Yes, sure. I thought you came in by
accident. My eldest brought it in. I just can't trust her to lock it right.
Tara looks puzzled.
All yours.
Painkillers. Take two now, and others when it hurts. OK?
Thank you.
Okay. Look, sweetheart, they're very strong. They should take the edge off. Give me a shout if you need more, okay? Kerry, can you keep an eye on her temp? If it goes above 38, let me know. Thank you.
Does nobody do any cleaning up around here? So what have we got and what are we giving?
Don't worry about it. Me and Kerry have got this one. You focus on the plotters.
What's she doing down here?
Check we're all scrubbing behind our ears. Hiya, can I get someone down here who speaks Yoruba? Thank you.
Did she say anything? Has she been interviewed?
Don't worry about it. Hey, I've got your back, OK?
Yeah.
Max looks desperate as Eddie bins the carrier bag.
How much?
OK. No petting, no bombing, no skiving, no breathing your boozy breath on the patients. Are you following me, my little Malachites?
Sorry, there's a crisis on AAU.
You know Sister Williams? She's going to show you a procedure and you will watch carefully.
So patronising. Please, my back.
Taking bloods seems basic, but it's a vital skill, guys.
Oh, I had almost for breakfast.
And we will go hard and we will go fast.
Is he coming on to us?
We will be travelling 900 miles per hour, so keep up and concentrate.
Oh, I feel minging.
Hey, stop talking at the front. Right. Ready to meet some sick people? Any questions before we start?
Can I have a kidney dish?
The blonde female student throws up into the dish. Malik's not amused.
Sorry, I've got inflammation in my gut.
Are you going to step up, or do I send you home?
Step up.
Good.
Can I just have 10 minutes to do something? It's just pharmacy was closed and I had to get here on time and I can't miss lab this afternoon.
And?
You know Matt in third year? What? You taught him like 7 times. OMT is so true. You don't give a toss about us, do you?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Who says that?
Everyone. Anyway, I need the morning off to Bill. So if you don't mind,
I do mind. And this isn't playtime. Right.
Do you ever suffer panic attacks?
Nope. Definitely not.
Okay. Well, I need to speak to the consultant quickly.
Am I all right to nip out for a sec?
If we miss her window, then it could be a while.
I just want to get a magazine.
Holding the car key.
I'm pretty sure you locked it.
I'd lose my head if it wasn't screwed on.
Excuse me.
Tara goes over to Jack.
Did you read it?
Did you diagnose the patient?
Not yet.
Well, lucky I haven't read it then.
My instincts say panic attack.
Lazy.
Aggravated by OCD.
When did you train in psychiatry?
It's based on observation.
Or a massive lack of understanding about the complexities of compulsive behaviour. It's nice, judgmental.
I'm just thinking laterally.
Jack ushers her briskly over to the patient.
Hello, Mrs. Corkmaz. Would you mind running through what happened again, in specific detail?
Well, I was having an aromatherapy massage when, boof, the lights went out.
Like a panic attack?
No, just boof.
You might want to repeat that ECG.
Eddie's with Odile.
How many of these have you taken? 6 tablets. No, I mean before, like in the past, how many?
It's a brown satchel, phone and some medication. Yeah, a week's worth. Well, that should be obvious. Last night? Yes, I'll hold.
There's some confusion over Odile's medication.
So I'm just writing up the dose.
She also says something about sickle cell. Have her bloods come back yet?
I'll check. I'm sorry, I've just had this sick, nauseous feeling.
So if you're not pregnant.
Can I have a quick word with you guys about the DDA? Please, don't take this personally, but as a team, maybe we haven't been 100% watertight on our drug record keeper late.
I don't understand, OK? So you signed yours out, I left the room, then what happened?
Sorry, I went back to the ward.
Well, it was open when I came in.
Oh, and that's my fault?
No, I'm just telling you.
Because you think it's my fault?
Because you're in charge of it. Chrissy found it, I thought I should mention it.
What is Chrissy doing checking up on our DDA cupboard?
Just think back, OK? Could you have left it unlocked?
I got called out to an emergency. So, yeah, maybe.
I should have clocked it.
Did you see anyone else?
No. Madam, no speaky English. Asks for Camoxidum by name. Claims to have sickle cell.
Well, that's classic drug seeker behaviour.
Hang on, hang on, hang on. Proof?
Why don't we go ask her?
No, no. I'll talk to security. These people could be volatile. Right, Sasha?
Yeah, let's leave it to the pros. All right, let's check for her blood test.
Well, I mean, even if she's clean, it doesn't mean she's not swiped it for later, does it? Or she may have a tolerance.
How many did you give her?
1 pack, max.
Well, she's wolfed those down. She's taken 6 already.
And she's asked for more twice.
All right, OK. Let's switch her to fluids and non-steroidals. Let's go from there. Maybe translation can unpick all this. And none of this raised alarm bells for either of you.
Eddie and Max share anxious looks. Then, with a shake of his head, Sasha stands up and closes the cabinet. Tara approaches the nurse's station.
Again, ECG, all clear. The paramedics must have got it wrong.
I'll leave you to tell them that.
Show me. And an angiogram for luck.
She locks her car repeatedly.
So what?
Surely we should...
Oh, what do you know? osteostenosis of the LAD.
Tara reads.
It's a small but surgical problem that will require a bypass graft. McConey, get consent.
Yes, ma'am.
I thought you were fully booked.
I can always make a window.
Jack tosses the research proposal back. Oliver.
Don't let her wind you up.
She's not winding me up.
Of course, it's only the patients who overstress.
I'm not overstressed. I'm legitimately frustrated. If she doesn't read my research, then I miss my deadline. And if I miss my deadline, I don't get published before Christmas. And if I don't get published before Christmas...
Nothing happens. There's no rush.
Oliver goes with a smile, leaving Tara looking fed up. Chrissy.
Small scratch.
Drawing blood.
There we go.
The blonde student squirms.
Simple as that.
And that, my friends, is a master at work. Round of applause, please. So, who wants to go first?
Mr. Griffin, my sister Sarah Jane says hi.
Tell her I say hello back.
She never stops talking about what an amazing influence you were on her. You changed her life.
Can't resist. Meeting your public, huh?
Just keeping an avuncular eye. I'm guessing they're all hungover.
Yep, but any slacking, I'll go appraisal on their ass. That'll scare them.
Read it again. You don't mark them. That's an insult to natural justice, an initiative from the arts department.
Come on, I might as well just quit now. It'll be like, Mr. Manic undermined my self-esteem. Mr. Manic raised his voice. I'm a goner.
Just show them who's boss, without, you know, being like a boss.
Oh, thanks for that, Gandalf.
Here's her number. She really wants to work for you.
Griffin shoots Malik a smug look, and Malik beckons Heidi, the blonde student, to one side.
I've changed my mind. Go, be as fast as you can, you know, if that's what you want, if that's what's right for you.
Thank you. I love you. I actually love you.
Whoa.
He shies away from a hug. On Darwin.
I can't stay overnight.
Are you refusing surgery?
Yes, I'm sorry.
That's against our advice, you understand that?
I know that. I'm not daft. It's just... Well, it's the way it is.
We wouldn't schedule it if it wasn't important.
I'm gonna go get the consultant to have a word with you.
It needs to be in the garage. While I'm asleep, it needs to be in the garage. It is locked, isn't it?
Yes. Look, you don't have to answer this, but what will happen if you leave your car?
Lots of things could go wrong.
And what will happen then?
Then I wouldn't have a car if I needed it in emergency.
Emergency?
If something bad happened, if I needed to escape.
Do you know why you feel like that?
If you must know, we got trapped in a forest fire in Cyprus when the kids were small.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We survived, thanks to the car. So it makes sense, doesn't it? If the car's okay, I'm okay.
Yeah.
My mistake. I'm really sorry. It turns out I got completely the wrong end of the continent.
What did you do that for?
Well, he only speaks Swahili, apparently, because all African languages are the same.
90 quid call-out charge. Marvellous.
Not my fault.
Right, that's it. I'm calling safeguarding.
As Sasha ducks into the office, Max strides over to Eddie.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah?
He's gonna stitch you up.
Who?
Big, fluffy Sasha. You didn't hear it from me.
Suddenly concerned, Eddie finds Sasha on the phone in the office.
Sasha, just give me an hour to sort this out.
It's a major incident.
They will fire me.
It's a stiff talking to and a thousand lines.
No, I am already under a really big, dark cloud. OK, please, just give me a break on this. I've had a really rough few weeks.
Right. Listen to me. Nobody is blaming you for Richie Mooney, OK?
Oh, so they're going to get rid of Michael, are they?
No, it's no one person's fault.
No, they'll look at all the people involved and then they will point at the person who is the least embarrassing to fire, and that person is me. Or Chrissy.
Why are you being so paranoid?
Oh, please, Sasha, OK? Just let me at least try. I can force a confession out of anybody.
Oh, that's true. All right, 20 minutes, OK?
Sasha leads her to Odile's bed. but it's empty.
Oh, great.
Brilliant.
We're sending you to a different hospital, a better one.
Oh, great job. Hi, Mom's funny. She has to suffer, Mommy. Suffer,
Mommy. Take
her to
A&E and get some jobs,
suffer,
please.
Mommy.
Don't worry, she won't die on you.
In a room, yeah. Job. Tell Mom my
go taxi. Other hospital.
Please help
yeah.
me.
Better yes. hospital.
No English. Yeah.
Please, take a box of these if it gets
English,
worse, please.
No English.
Please. Software here's some money in case you need it.
No,
get in the taxi. Just get in the taxi. I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I have to do this. It's for the best. Go.
Max bundled Odile into a cab, and as it goes, he rips up her paperwork and throws it into an industrial bin. Malik's startled by Zosha, a dark-haired student, as he's about to open a smoothie drink.
Sorry to disturb you during the break.
Hey, it's all right. What do you want?
I'm struggling.
Oh, come on, bloods are the easy bit.
I'm struggling emotionally.
Oh.
You know Matt in the third year?
Yeah, Heidi's boyfriend.
He's my boyfriend. Has she got to meet him?
I have no idea.
You excused her?
I can't really tell you
what. Everyone takes her side. Has she been flirting with you?
No.
Because if she comes on to you, watch out, because she eats guys like you for breakfast, Mr. Malik.
Thanks for the heads up.
She leaves.
What have you done?
Possibly started World War III. How were they?
To be fair, they were good with the patients. They were focused. They listened.
Eat my dust, Mr. Griffin.
They seemed like you.
Really? What'd they say?
They said you were sweet. But that could be a young person's word for terrible.
Tara's using her phone's camera in the car park.
So this is the passenger side. See that the front door is locked. Back door. Boot. And this is the driver's side. Back door. And we can see that the front door is also locked.
What are you doing?
It's just for reassurance.
No, it's reinforcing a patient's self-destructive coping mechanism.
Yeah, but if it gets her into theatre, right?
No. 100% no.
I spoke to security and their advice is we make the accusation but make it clear it won't affect right to treatment.
She's vanished.
Well, that was careless of us. Well, what do we think, done a runner?
Well, we don't know that.
Sight and Nick Tick read off, maybe.
Well, is there an address in the notes? Maybe she just wanted to go home.
Where did you put them back?
Did you sign off my doses?
Sasha interrupted me.
I didn't even speak to her.
Well, no one's going to judge you for that.
What?
Look, let's just be honest here. I should have sussed her from the off. You've had a lot on your mind. It's understandable that confrontation with drug users is just difficult for you.
No, it's not that.
All right, well, let's just deal with this entre-nous and learn some lessons, yeah?
No. No, we debrief this properly with the safeguarding bolts.
Sasha goes. Max to Eddie.
What if I say I mislaid them?
Am I losing it?
No. How about I say I didn't put them back?
I saved.
Cheeky mare.
Bed 8, please. As if, Max.
Well, if she didn't steal it, which one of them did? All right, let's start her on 10 milligrams of morphine. That should knock her out. Obviously chase the translator and... Yeah, good. Excellent.
Max storms into the storeroom and empties a sharps and medical waste bin over the floor. He then tears open bags of rubbish and carelessly flings the contents out before finally finding the painkillers in a yellow bag. He sets them aside and then begins spinning everything again, including the used needles, which he picks up with bare hands and a sickened expression. Oliver to Tara.
In disgrace?
In disgrace. Failed on the case. Research spiked. Career...
Finished. Nuclear war declared. Asteroids plummeting out of the sky.
I wish you'd take me seriously.
So tell me, Dr. Lowe, how's the headache doing?
It's gone. Completely gone.
So you're fine for tonight?
Well,
my friends are great. They'll love you.
Well, I'm sure they are.
It'll be fine. Trust me. Beware the horsemen of the apocalypse.
Should we bring the scan forward?
I'm fine. It's nothing.
I have some time now.
Well, I'm super busy with Miss Naylor today.
Could you release Dr. Lowe for an hour, please? We're starting a series of monthly mentoring meetings and I have an unanticipated window.
I'm afraid not. The deadline's tomorrow for her research.
Oh, well, that takes priority.
Hansen leaves the hub.
Your introduction's too complex and your hypothesis weak. You read it? We can whip through my notes now, unless you have to get her in.
Mrs. Corkmaz.
No. She's stable.
All right, say Max is right, and I did delay a confrontation because of what happened.
Oh, you're completely over that.
Am I?
Yes.
I don't know, I just feel like I can't connect with Eddie anymore.
Well, that's because she's changed. Report it.
He answers his mobile.
Eddie, hi. What? Oh, that's great, smashing. Rock on, Eddie.
Chrissy shakes her head. A troubled Heidi approaches Malik.
Did you get it?
No, stupid nurse wouldn't give it to me.
Hey, don't badmouth nurses, got it?
She covers her face and starts to cry.
Okay, what's the problem?
Everything. I cannot be pregnant, I just can't. My parents would die. I've worked so hard to get here. I'm just not ready for a baby with the thought of an abortion.
Whoa, okay, just calm down. We'll sort this out, all right?
Have you been with Matt?
Zosha.
No. Liar. I haven't. Malik, tell her.
I'm not getting involved.
Stop flirting with him. It's disgusting. I'm not.
He's old enough to be your dad.
Right, ladies, stop this right now. The patients can hear you. You're supposed to be doctors.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right, you in the office right now with Mr. Malik. And you, three more sets of bloods before I pass you.
Thank you.
Don't apologize. Unleash hell.
Chrissy goes, leaving Malik mustering the required courage. Eddie's giving Odile medication through her IV line.
Okay, this is morphine. Apologies if you've been in discomfort, but this pain relief is highly addictive, and it is my duty not to encourage misuse. Do you understand?
Odile's barely conscious.
Right. I really am sorry. I've not been very on top of things. You don't understand a word I'm saying, do you?
What did you do? Track her with the hounds?
IV morphine and I have booked a CT scan for the abdo.
Morphine? Well, she could have taken anything.
I'm sorry, it's just that Max...
You could be ODing her.
What did the blood say?
Well, I didn't think that her bloods had come back yet.
Well, they must have. Max wouldn't have prescribed without them this morning, would he?
Well, he just told me... I don't know.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
They're here, they're on the file, they're on the system. This was at 9:30 a.m. Eddie, they've been on the system for hours.
What? Well, there was nothing in the notes.
Hang on,
so just
it says here she's sickle cell positive. How could you not know this? And under the CT before, even I knew she had abdomen pain from the off.
Well, why didn't you do a CT scan then?
Because she's Max's patient.
Oh, fine, pass the book, why don't you? You're only the senior, right?
Come on.
Sasha takes Eddie's arm and leads her off to one side of the ward, to just outside the office.
Lost notes, DDA compromised, theft, missing patients, missed bloods. Everything's falling apart around you at the moment.
Oh, just back off, Sasha, all right? You don't run this ward.
Well, you just acknowledged I was senior.
Well, fine, you do it all then. If I was so rubbish like you, took care of everything.
OK, fine, if you're abnegating responsibility, then give me the keys to the drugs cabinets.
Really? You really want to go there?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid I...
If you want to ignore every single guideline on drug protocol, then be my guest.
Having thrown the keys at him, she storms off, leaving Sasha to pick them up. He does so wearily, and then approaches another nurse at the station.
Courtney... Can you get a CT scan for bed 8, please? Bring me the results in Rick Griffin's office. Try and inform the patient for me as well.
Cool. Thank you.
Max will back me up on this, you know. It's not all my fault.
Well, do you know what? If Max is so brilliant about looking out for you, where is he?
Eddie looks up from a computer, at a loss for words, and Sasha quietly walks away. Max lies sprawled on the floor of a disabled toilet. His eyes are closed and he's not moving. Malik to Heidi in the office on Keller.
Gynae nurses have to err on a side of caution.
You're a vascular specialist. Surely you can see her argument is nonsense.
When was the thrombosis?
When I was like 11, duh.
She was applying a blunt rule of thumb.
Yes, but a simple look at Byward and Butler clearly shows that the risk is minimal compared to the risk of me killing myself or dying during childbirth. She wants to fit me with a coil, for goodness sake. I mean, have you ever heard of anything more revolting?
You know, this really isn't my area.
Yes, but if I was your daughter or your girlfriend, seriously.
Okay, I'll write you a prescription.
Would you get it for me?
No, that's a step too far.
Only I really need to make things up with Sasha. The last thing anyone wants is another scene.
Okay.
And this is all covered by confidentiality, right? So if you blabbed, I could, like, sue.
With a wicked smile.
Only joking.
You call it pedantic, I call it perfectionist.
It's supposed to be complex.
Yes, but not indecipherable.
Fine, then I'll work overnight.
Wow, like being a proper junior doctor.
A patient's threatening to leave, something about you getting on a magazine.
Mrs. Corkmaz,
did you get it?
No, I was held up with another patient.
You promised.
I know, but it didn't feel like I was helping you.
This is a dirty trick to play.
No, honestly, I wasn't...
Do you think I've never tried it? Cold turkey? Do you think I'm that daft? Never occurred to me?
Miss Naylor asked me not to help you.
Oh, you broadcast it, did you?
Mrs. Cook, my
Tara. She needs someone not completely insensitive. Johnny, can you?
Johnny goes after Mrs. Corkmaz. Eddie.
We need to do an operation on your stomach. This is a consent form. I need you to sign this, Odile. I need you to sign this consent form. You can't read this, can you? I don't know what you're saying. Can I get some help over here, please? All right, let's get you back on bed. That's it. We need to get her into a treatment room and find another doctor to sign this off, OK? Where the hell is Max?
Now, obviously it's in the mesentery, but do we think complete resection?
But if you knew that she was a sickler, why wasn't this picked up earlier?
Good question.
Look, I've done a paper on it. Ask the librarian.
Oh, brilliant. You are the master.
I wouldn't do that.
Heidi and Sasha hug.
Where's Mr. Malik?
He's really ill.
How so?
He had to go and lie down, but not, like, hungover. No, not hungover, just like he's got some sort of bacteria overriding his system, perhaps. Meningitis?
Should we go back to the task in hand? Perhaps you'd like to demonstrate what you've learned this morning.
Get Sasha to show you she's excellent at it.
Sister Williams.
Great covering.
Where's Sasha gone?
A library. Fine. You can demonstrate.
To Heidi.
How many times did you check her car?
16.
It has to be an even number.
Right, ask Psych if we should refer her.
I promise her we'd keep Psych out of this.
That was foolish.
Mrs. Corkmaz is panicking with the anaesthetist. A shocked Jack, Tara and Johnny watch from surgical prep as she gets off the trolley and keels over.
Oh, crap.
Max, are you in there? Max?
Yeah, sorry, it's me. Sorry, come.
Having only just regained consciousness, he opens the cubicle door.
Yeah?
You all right?
I'm good, yeah.
Have you just been sick?
Yeah.
Odile's got mesenteric ischemia. Sasha's not answering. You'll need to operate.
Don't worry. Everything's under control.
He walks out oddly relaxed, and Eddie frowns. Mrs. Corkmaz is in theatre.
What can you see? Inferior wall.
Tara peers into the patient's chest cavity
Can someone get my glasses, please?
Jack sighs as a nurse helps her on with them. Tara then studies the open sternum more closely.
I give up. I can't see anything.
Exactly. It was a trick question because there's nothing there.
But you saw it yourself. There was clear stenosis on the angiogram. We saw it together.
Ergo, you must have done something wrong or made a mistake in showing me the wrong results.
Here's the right result.
Knife and catheter, let's repeat the angiogram.
I didn't mess it up. Could it have been there and then somehow got better?
Well, if that happened, then we'd all be redundant. Which would be a shame because you're on the cusp of such brilliance. Okay, here we go.
Jack injects a clear liquid and they watch the angiogram.
No narrowing whatsoever. I'm sorry. Don't apologise to me. I'm not the one who's been put through traumatic, unnecessary surgery.
A dazed Max has scrubbed up and enters the theatre on AAU, where Odile has been prepped. Eddie and another nurse are there to assist.
OK. I need a blade. Who I need through?
Max, you're talking weird.
Am I?
What's wrong?
We're all good.
No, seriously, you seem kind of spaced out.
I'm not.
We could wait, you know. I mean, where's Sasha?
No, worry not, my pretty.
He shoots Eddie a calm but firm stare before taking a large swab and scalpel from the other nurse. The team then watch as he makes the first incision into the patient's stomach.
Lovely. You see how nicely I did? Now, would I be able to do that were I not very, 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 very okay?
Eddie shares a look of deep concern with the other nurse. Tara to Oliver.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, let's get back to the ECG.
Nothing. I give up.
Don't. Come on.
There's no suggestion of a heart attack.
Coronary spasms. Cardiac enzymes.
Nothing's elevated. Think. And there's nothing in the blood. And I know I did the angio right.
Look, our table's booked for 7. Look up Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. Okay?
Tara frowns at Oliver's parting remark and immediately jumps onto a computer, but then spots Mrs. Korkmaz struggling to get out of bed.
Mrs. Korkmaz.
I have to see it for myself.
I didn't find any signs of arterial damage.
Not just me who imagines things, then.
I'm sorry we put you through anaesthesia. It was clearly very traumatic for you.
Mrs. Korkmaz holds up her car key pleadingly. So Tara takes out her mobile phone.
This got me into loads of trouble.
So this is the passenger side. See that the front door is locked. Back door. Boot. And this is the driver's side. Back door. And we can see that the front door is also locked.
What are you doing?
It's just for reassurance.
Mrs. Korkmaz looks up, grateful.
So you've never experienced these collapses before?
Can you check again, please?
But you've just seen it.
I know, but something might have happened since then.
When these thoughts come, can you...
Don't try CBT on me. It's for people who don't think straight.
It's more reprogramming reactions.
I only collapse when I feel I can't get out. Blinking massage woman put stuff over my eyes and close the door. I just go black. I just need to avoid those situations.
Well, that would have been useful to know. We could have helped.
I just want to live a normal life. If I check the car, I get that. Don't you understand? My way, I'm in control.
But you missed the check today and nothing bad happened.
Except I got diagnosed with a mystery heart complaint. Thanks for that.
OK. Come on. Have I or have I not done all this most excellently?
Have you taken something?
No.
See, I think you have. What is it?
OK, I took a lot of ibuprofen. See? I am fine. But you're definitely a bit wobbly.
I think you should step away from the table, Max. You're obviously having a reaction.
Why are you so continuously stressed all the time?
You're slurring your words.
I am 100%. The I can see nice blood flow, and now I am going to clip the section of the bowel that needs to be chopped out and thrown in the bin. Clips, please.
No. We're not giving you the clips.
Clippity clips.
Let's wait for Sasha, please.
Okay, I'm going to break with protocol. I'm now going to do everything myself and get my own clips. And for the benefit of the tape, Dr. Max is now going to clip the vessel.
Max.
Okay, my bad.
You're gonna pass out?
No, I'm okay.
Let me do this.
No, I'm good.
Right, I am taking over right now until Sasha gets here. You need to leave, Max. Okay? Right now.
You're very attractive when you're angry.
Go! Suction.
So sorry, I have my phone on silent in the library.
Fine, crisis averted. I just need you to clip this bleed.
What the hell's the matter with him?
He's ill. He almost just passed out.
He was all right before.
He isn't now, either. Can you help me?
Push bloods, please. Thank you.
Is he going to be okay?
Yeah, looks like you saved it. Oh, for pity's sake, Eddie. What's happening here?
He's ill. I just told you that.
Screw up after fiasco.
Oh, what, like you taking the key and leaving me as senior nurse, unable to access the medication that a patient actually needed? You will not pin all of this on me, Sasha.
Why does anybody have to pin somebody?
Because your loyalty won't be with me, will it?
It's too out there.
A transient attack that goes and leaves no trace. Ms. Naylor would eat me alive.
Okay, it's disputable, but there's evidence to suggest that a healthy person subject to an adrenaline rush can crash and recover with TLC and no lasting damage.
Takotsubo cardiomyopathy.
Never heard of it.
Well, it mirrors acute MI, a.k.a. broken heart syndrome.
Oh, yeah, sure. No, I've seen it. Mainly in widowers, but absolutely would fit your patient, yeah.
I am not pitching that to Ms. Naylor. Just thinking about it makes me feel sick.
Fear provokes a physical reaction. CF headaches on the day that Jack stresses you out the most?
Yeah, but my headaches went as soon as I was in theatre when I was stressed the most. You can't think your way in and out of a physical illness.
Any more than you can hope your way out of it.
Smurfette, pizza or Thai?
We're pulling an all-nighter on our homework.
Pizza?
I prefer Thai. By the way, the psychiatrist is here. I'll let you deal with that as you've a connection with the patient.
Tell her you made plans.
That's a joke, right? Because my research is more important than dinner with your uni mates.
Yeah, but they are my mates. And they're driving up from Exeter.
Are you seriously asking me to choose?
No.
Good, because it's been, what, how long, and you're already trying to change me?
I'm simply asking you not to bail on me. Again. That's all.
Malik to Chrissy.
Nightmare. Pharmacist is threatening to GMC me. Apparently, I'm in conflict of interest. It's implied I might be, you know. It's not funny. I could lose my job.
Well, you did get in a bit deep, didn't you?
I know, but what can I do, Chris? Let them go run into the deanery saying I screwed their lives up.
Get involved without getting involved.
Brilliant. Thanks for that. You know what? You should join the arts department.
Luckily for you, I'm feeling very godmotherish today.
Heidi's made a woman bleed everywhere.
I'm so sorry!
Out of the way!
I'm so sorry.
I thought you signed them all off. She was due to do it now. Then why say they'd done it?
He was protecting me.
It wasn't that. What's going on?
He can't tell you. If it gets out, everything will just fall apart.
Heidi, it's not that big a deal, okay? Just shut up.
Mr. Hansen, have you heard of Takotsubo cardiomyopathy?
Yes.
And is it valid?
If fear caused the heart to stop, I would be surrounded by corpses.
So I'm right to rule it out?
However, it also moves in mysterious ways.
Which are never tested in evidence.
Agreed, it's largely anecdotal, yes.
So?
Fear corrupts the body in ways we don't yet understand. Take, for example, the spike in chest pain admissions on today's date.
Really?
It's more pronounced in the US than here, but it happens every year now.
ED for you. They don't sound very happy.
It's corrosive, but then you already know that. Hansen?
If something serious impacts on the...
It's not. It's just a confidentiality issue.
Or a boundaries issue.
No.
How hard is it to teach bloods?
I don't need a lecture, Mr. Griffin.
Clearly you do. Now, what is it that's so enormous, so earth-shattering that I can't be told?
I messed up again, okay? I was just trying to support her. Am I going to have to brace myself?
Malik, I've been around the whole hospital and finally got you one morning after Bill.
Chrissy promptly leaves again. A sheepish Malik turns back to Griffin.
Is that what all this is about? Did she cry real tears?
Griffin sinks into his chair in fits of laughter. Eddie finds Max alone in the AAU office. Now a bundle of nerves, he buries his face into his hands and she closes the door behind her. She sits beside him with a bloods kit and tries to take his arm, but he recoils and springs to his feet.
Max, I need to know what you've taken.
Too many antihistamines.
I'm not stupid. Yeah, what have you taken?
I told you, ibuprofen and antihistamines.
Ibuprofen doesn't do this, okay? Nor does hay fever meds or cough mixture or...
Are you accusing me of something?
Did you take the Comoxidin?
What? Are you seriously asking me that, really?
Look, opiates go missing, you're acting really spaced out. Excuse me for being suspicious.
Wow, the paranoia's finally got to you.
I just want to know the truth.
Are you really asking me this? Really?
Yeah.
And you want to know the answer, truly?
Yes.
Okay. I went to the cinema with a girl I really liked. I was distracted by said girl and I left my bag somewhere. I don't know where. In said bag was my monthly supply of antidepressants. Antidepressants which, as it turns out, react fairly badly with a desperate, massive dose of headache meds. What, you don't believe me? Go on, swear to me, check my pockets.
I'm sorry.
I'm the only person backing you here and you do this. Oh.
Sit down, okay? It's all right.
He's keeled over in pain. And then his emotions get the better of him.
Don't want you to see me like this.
I've seen way worse, trust me.
Her gaze is full of sympathy.
Why are you on the medication?
I can't go into it.
That's fine. Actually, do you know what? It's not fine. Look, you can't operate like this.
I can't judge things when I'm panicking.
You always seem so relaxed. Oh. Yeah, well.
I had a nightmare in my last job. The whole thing sent me close to the edge. I cannot have a repeat of it here.
Then you need to go home, okay? Because you can't stay on the ward.
He smiles, eternally thankful.
I'm telling you, Mr. Griffin, they have magical powers of manipulation. I mean, they run rings around you. This is why you can never show weakness. Watch and learn. Come.
Heidi.
Guys, I still appreciate this.
Mr. Griffin, Mr. Malik, no guys.
No guys, got it.
You do understand that this is not a method of contraception?
Oh, yeah.
Is there any chance that you could already be pregnant?
I'm honestly not like that.
It's not a judgment, it's a question.
No.
And do you understand that it could impact on your next cycle?
Got it. Cycle. Got it.
Griffin pours her a glass of water and hands her the pill in a plastic cup. Without a second thought, Heidi calmly knocks it back and washes it down.
I cannot tell you how much this means to me. I will be telling everyone how amazing you guys are. See, feedback form? 10, 10, 10. It's the least I can do.
The least you can do? Is to stay here all night and practice bloods.
I would, but I'm supposed to be going out. Dosh and I are taking the tutor group out for drinks. You know, show a united front.
I'm fully booked, I'm afraid.
Okay.
She ducks out, and Malik throws Griffin a questioning look.
Parenting teaches you some skills.
Jack's on the phone with Tara at her side.
Is that cooked in sesame? Well, what about the pad thai? You don't sneak in ketchup to sweeten it up, do you? Oh, well, I'm sorry. These details are all important. No, it's called being thorough.
Wait! Wait! Wait, Ollie! I'm sorry.
Please don't leave without saying goodbye.
I was just getting a coffee.
Oh, well, then please don't get a coffee without saying goodbye.
No petting. Come on.
I'd like to go to Pulses for 2 minutes.
Oh. Oh, well, I'll just tell Mrs. Corkmaz that she doesn't have a diagnosis because you're otherwise engaged.
Takotsubo cardiomyopathy.
Lazy, lazy, lazy.
It's a valid suggestion. You can ask Mr. Hansen.
What have you got on him?
I've been sleeping with him. You know what, Ms. Naylor? I like my research as it is.
Well, I'm not signing it off in its current state.
Well, then I guess I'll just have to miss the deadline.
Oh, and if you do that, then...
Then nothing will happen. Thank you for your help.
As Tara leaves with Oliver...
Quitter.
Eddie to Sasha on AAU.
So what's the prognosis?
Well, I was able to do anastomosis, so she'll avoid a stoma bag. But she's had a very lucky escape.
Max joins them, and Sasha turns to him.
What happened in there?
I've been feeling rough all day. I mixed too many flu meds with antihistamines.
Do you believe that, do you?
I saw him take them, Sasha. He's not lying.
Team thought you were drunk.
What?
Or stoned.
Fine. Breathalyze me. Test me for illegal substances.
Can I have the keys back?
Yeah, sure.
Sasha and Eddie leave Max muttering curses at himself under his breath.
I'm sorry. Okay, I agree. It was stupid of me. Just, I lost my temper.
Maybe we could do more on drug security.
Well, for the record, we are keeping the keys somewhere much more secure.
It's gone. Sasha rounds on Max.
Okay, where are they?
I've no idea.
Well, you were lost in the office.
Honestly, Sasha, mate, I have not taken your keys.
Is this some sort of joke? Or are you trying to get me into trouble?
Sorry to interrupt, I'm just returning these. What are you doing in my drugs cupboard? Chrissy, can you keep your nose out of my business and off of my ward?
Eddie.
I'm sorry, but Mr. Malik requested something that I knew you had.
Oh, Mr. Malik requested something.
Chrissy, you're such a...
Eddie, leave it.
I'm the one who's doing her job properly. You're an embarrassment. What would you like for supper?
Well, now that we're back to a month with an R in it, may I suggest moule marinière?
Chrissy quietly leaves them to Mr. Hansen.
How can we help?
ED seem to think they transferred the same patient to you twice. I'm presuming the error is theirs.
Fine, I'll leave you guys to it.
No, stay. I'm sure no one person's to blame.
There's no point talking to her. She speaks very little English, so unless you're Yoruba...
Madame, parlez-vous français?
Oui, je le veux.
Odile crosses herself.
Dieu merci. Qu'est-ce qui m'est arrivé? Est-ce que quelqu'un a appelé monsieur?
He turns to the others.
No one checked this when she arrived. So, she was clerked inadequately and then discharged early.
I didn't realize she spoke French.
Ignorant of sub-Saharan geography as well as the presentation of sickle cell anemia, I see.
No, that's not what happened.
I thought she was well enough to go home. As the doctor on her case, I have to take full responsibility. These guys had nothing to do with her.
With unnerving calmness, Hansen turns back to Odile.
Je suis désolé que vous ayez été renvoyé si tôt. Apparemment, il y a un malentendu dans la prise en charge de vos soins. Comment vous sentez-vous depuis que nous avons repris le bon traitement?
That's a question about us, right?
Elle était très gentille. J'ai pu regarder dans ses yeux qu'elle éprouve pour ses patients très profondément.
Is that good?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Une fois qu'ils ont compris que j'avais besoin de morphine, ils étaient très bons, souvent les jeunes ne m'aident pas assez, mais ils l'ont fait.
Je transmettrai le message.
Et leur dire que je vais leur rembourser l'argent.
I hope you're watching the analgesic doses. We don't want her leaving here addicted to the stuff.
Oh, we're very careful.
To Max.
May I speak with you in the corridor, please?
Max gives the others a resigned look and follows Mr. Hansen out. Odile watches Eddie and Sasha as they leave the room, but stand just outside.
We just lied to Hansen.
I didn't hear anybody lie.
We should have told him the drug was stolen.
But we don't know that. We've got nothing, Sasha.
Eddie walks away, leaving Sasha conflicted. Tara's in jeans and a top with her hair down.
You ready?
I feel so underdressed.
You look very pretty.
She smiles at this.
Should I lose these?
Won't you get eye strain?
Of course. The headaches went when I put them on in theatre.
Wow, Professor, you're not about to die. Come on, let's go.
She pops her glasses into her handbag.
She mentioned you gave her money. I didn't want to raise it in front of everybody because we both know how damaging false allegations can be.
Is that a coded way of telling me you know what I was accused of at South Brent?
Yes, it is. Can you tell me the truth, please?
Max spots Eddie further along the corridor.
Drugs went awry. Eddie assumed she was an addict and threw her out. It was a misunderstanding, but by that time...
You paid the patient off.
I gave her money for a taxi to another hospital. I mean, I was so ashamed of what happened, all my professionalism went out the window. I've seen sickle cell patients treated this way before.
It's just racism, basically. You didn't need to blow the whistle.
Well, people don't, do they? Besides, it was a mistake, an honest one.
Right, well, I'm prepared to wait and see if the patient complains. And we will, of course, look into any irregularities with our drug systems.
Anson holds Max's gaze on this remark. And then, once he's gone, Eddie joins Max.
All right.
Hey.
Eddie glances towards Hansen, disappearing along the corridor.
He didn't need to take one for the team.
It wasn't for the team.
He smiles warmly, and so does she.
Do you want to stay with me tonight?
That'd be great.
Later, as Max and Eddie come into the cafe, Chrissy and Sasha are watching them from a table nearby.
Do you really think he stole it?
I genuinely have no idea. And even if I did, I've got no evidence.
Maybe it was just bad communication.
I don't believe that either.
Manet.
No, mate.
Oh, Sasha, was your sickle cell patient all right? Felt like I kind of dumped her. You know how it is. It was early, hadn't had a coffee.
Max dealt with her.
Cool. Manet.
No, mate.
Johnny goes, and Chrissy glances at Max and Eddie again.
You're sure Eddie didn't know?
No. She hasn't changed that much.
Eddie shepherds Max away.
Well, she doesn't look heartbroken to me.
As Sasha and Chrissy get up to leave, he makes a call on his mobile. She frowns questioningly as he does so.
Luke, it's Sasha. You better get your butt back here as soon as possible. Eddie's in trouble.